In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please be seated? Some words from our Gospel reading today. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Journey is a key theme in the Bible, and all the way through we find that theme recurring. You might think of the journey that God called Abraham to go on, starting in the place where he was, and God calling Abraham to journey to a land that God would eventually show him. You might think of the Exodus from Egypt and the journey of the children of Israel from slavery in the land of Egypt to freedom in the new land, the promised land that God was going to give them. And indeed, in one sense, the whole of Christ's ministry was a journey which culminated, of course, on the cross at Calvary. One of the things that this might point us to is that God is not static. God is not fixed in one place. Furthermore, God calls us, his people, onwards to journey on towards the kingdom which lies ahead, which is our ultimate destination. And it is often on that journey and in journeying that people have discovered, like those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, that God is with them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This journey that those two disciples went on that first Easter day is a significant journey. It was, as I say, Easter Day, that first day of the resurrection. Not a day as it would have been if you'd come here and joined with us on Easter Day here, a day of great celebration and joy, but a day for those first disciples of puzzlement and bewilderment and strange stories, as other disciples said, well, we've seen the Lord. Here in this account of in the Gospel today, we have these two disciples walking to the village Emmaus, discussing and sharing with themselves about all that's going on, and then they find this stranger suddenly falls in with them. One of the really interesting things about the Gospel accounts, all of the Gospel accounts, is the risen Lord was not recognized by his followers initially. There are probably books written on this. I certainly haven't got an answer to it. Not in a few words, anyway. And so we have these two disciples walking to Emmaus with this stranger who falls in with them. And on the way, they talk and the stranger talks. And I think there's a lot of significance in this account for us and for all of God's people. What are some of the points that we might draw from it? The first thing I think is an interesting one, that is the disciples are going together. Two of them, together. And I think that points to a really important factor. Faith is a corporate thing. Faith is about us together. That's why we join together. Faith is, of course, a deeply personal thing. And faith is about discovering in our own lives the presence of the risen Lord Jesus. But make no mistake, faith is also about journeying together. And we need to join together and we need to journey together. Not just socially, although that's an important aspect of the Christian family, the church, but we need to meet with God's people and we need to meet in God's name. God calls us to meet together and to join together. Second thing is that those disciples were talking and discussing the things that had happened. As they came together, they talked. They actually spoke to one another. There's a radical thought in the church, isn't it? That we're invited to speak to one another. Wow. Not just about the weather outside, but they shared their feelings and their experiences. They shared their sadness at the death of their crucified Lord. They shared their fears and they shared their hopes. And I think in this we're reminded that wherever we are on that journey with God and towards the kingdom, we all have experiences to share which are valuable and which God can use to build up us as his people in this place. The third thing was, perhaps this is a key thing, Jesus was present. In coming together, the two disciples talked, and Jesus came to be with them. One of the interesting things, I think, is Jesus didn't throw up his hands in exasperation, although it's getting on that way, really, in the gospel. That's about as near as it gets. But he didn't leave them. And he didn't immediately embark on a great explanation of what was going on. Do you notice he let them speak first? Jesus let them speak and share how they were feeling and share their thoughts. And it was only after that that Jesus showed them many things and explained things and helped them to a deeper understanding of the things that had taken place. And perhaps there's something there for us that perhaps sometimes we're very quick to jump in and explain and tell people how they should be doing things or where they're going wrong, rather than allowing one another to speak and sharing that common space together. That common space when we are talking, like those disciples were, where Jesus is actually present with them. Eventually, of course, they recognize the presence of Christ, their Lord, with them. Because they'd come together, because they'd talked, and because they'd been unknowingly, admittedly, but they had been in his presence, their eyes were opened, and they saw, they recognized Jesus, the risen Lord, with them in the present moment, at that time, in that situation where they were. and especially, of course, and this would be the subject of another sermon and many others, in the breaking of bread. It was in the breaking of bread that their eyes were opened. And it stresses, I think, the real importance of gathering together for the Eucharist, gathering around the Lord's table, coming for communion, coming to break and share bread together, in which Jesus himself is revealed. And it was then, in that act of breaking of bread, that they realized that throughout that journey, Jesus had been with them, walking along together. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. One of the things for us is that Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us as we gather around the altar. Jesus is with us as we hear the Gospels and the Scriptures read. In the breaking of the word and the breaking of bread, Jesus is with us. And we know that. But Jesus is also with us all the time. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whoever we're with, Jesus is with us all the time. That's a consequence of the resurrection. And what we need to do is to be mindful of that, yes, but also to be helped to recognize him in those situations, in those places, in those events. We might struggle with that, but we can take heart in that the first disciples, those two disciples on the road to Emmaus, but others that we encounter in the gospel accounts, the first disciples also struggled to recognize the presence of the risen Lord with them. So I think there are some really important lessons in the gospel today as we journey through life, as we continue on the journey of faith. Some of them indeed are that we need to come together. We need to talk and we need to share. We need to continue to gather around the Lord's table and come and share Eucharist together. And it is in doing these things that we will come to recognize the presence of the risen Lord Jesus with us each step of that journey that we take. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. May God open our eyes to the presence of our risen Lord with us every moment of every day, in every situation, and particularly when we come to break bread together. Amen.